Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to hell, bitch. Car, keys, wallet, now.
Yeah, that's right, boys. It's Dr. Vacman, and the Illuminati hates it when you do this. They try to shut down Drunk World Order, but I can't be silenced because I'm fucking crazy. Oh, yeah, this is rated R. Yeah, I can fucking curse. Cool. Tonight's topic is Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Illuminati propaganda. Is it Illuminati confirmed? And that's what we want to know. You know what my catchphrase is? If you thought Alex Jones was crazy, wait till you get a load of me. But right now, we're going to go to some music and post this up on Facebook. I'm not taking callers tonight because I'm probably not going to be able to be on for the full 30 minutes. But we're going to get a song in and kind of do an intro. This is part one. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon with the full show. And plus, there's more people on at night. I mean, during the early afternoon, so they can call in. All right, guys. So, yeah, this is what we're doing. Is we're going to play some No Longer the Hero and take a commercial break. Go check out No Longer the Hero on Facebook, on Twitter. Go check out their new music on SoundCloud. It's all over the place. Go buy it on iTunes and Google Play and all that. As well as go check out the new Houdini Black single called Built for Greatness. But right now, what we're going to do, man, is we're going to play No Longer the Hero. And this song is called No Longer the Hero. On My Way Remix, while I go promote this link on Facebook and on the Drunk World Order page. Check it out.
My way, I see the skies are turning gray.
Oh, yeah. And what a beautiful song. I love that music. Lately, we've been having storms and a lot of rain here in my neck of the woods. And that song always touches my soul. And I love that music and love those guys, man. Houdini and Michael, great work, my friends. Keep up the good work. And we will keep playing you here on Drunk Talk and on Drunk World Order. But now back to being pissed off and acting crazy. Is Star Wars The Last Jedi Illuminati? I think so. First impression I got was like, why the hell was Luke and all evil and saying that the Jedi must end? And I did hear rumors from some people, and I didn't want to believe it, that they say that Luke turns to the dark side. Now, spoiler alert, it's not like anything that I'm saying I know is true or anything, but these are just theories. That's why they call it conspiracy theory. It's also an interesting topic. I'm still going to watch the movie, but I'm not going to watch it on Christmas. I'm going to wait because I think that's part of the conspiracy, that it's going to give it more power if people watch it during Christmas. So let's see how long it takes for them to shut down the show. That'll be fun. Either way, I found this website the other night, you know, just searching for Star Wars Illuminati. You know, Illuminati, you know, The Last Jedi, is it Illuminati? And I found this interesting website called Illuminati Watcher. It's a conspiracy, you know, he has a podcast and all kinds of stuff. So go check out his website, because from what I thought when I saw the movie, I just thought, yeah, Luke looks evil. I heard he was going to turn to the dark side. What does it mean the Jedi must end? Does that mean no more Jedi and just going to be Sith and the Empire? And there's going to be no hope in the galaxy? Which is really what the Illuminati wants, right? Just for there to be evil and them to rule everyone and everyone else be their slaves. Which is pretty much what the Empire is. As we saw in Rogue One, they had slave camps and work camps and all that. Yeah. So, I am no one's slave. And I'll just say that to the universe now. And don't ever try to screw with me, because there will be consequences. But I won't tell you what they are. Not yet, at least. Anyways, I can't get angry, because angry is a path to the dark side. And so is fear. Love, inner peace, balance. That's the path to the Jedi path, to the good. I guess you could use both sides of the Force, but that's the thing. You go too far into the dark spectrum, it could overtake you. Yeah. And a lot of people do go to the dark side for money and power, and it can be a powerful force. Of course, you could use the good side of the Force to get what you want as well. Anyways, that's a topic for another day. Right now, before we run out of time, we're going to talk about, so this is from Illuminati Watcher, what he was saying. Go check out his website. Just search Illuminati Watcher, is the Last Jedi Illuminati, or Illuminati symbolism in the Last Jedi. So here it says, the takeover of religion. I'm not saying I agree with this theory, but I'm just saying this is what he's saying. So it says on the website, the big idea here is that the film is boasting its release on Christmas, and this sci-fi genre is the key weapon being used to destroy this Christian holiday. And yep, that's what the advertisement said. This Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. All right. Maybe, or maybe just like all the other times that Star Wars was released, it's usually released during Christmas and Thanksgiving time because a lot of families have vacation and they need something to do with the family, and they're going to make more money during vacation time. So I'm not sure I agree with that one. Okay, so later he says, many people don't see the harm in tales of superheroes and science fiction, but I assure you this is the agenda source of manipulation. I've got hundreds of articles on the topic. The early occultists were obsessed with sci-fi, and rightfully so. They are paving the way for the destruction of religion and the installment of a Luciferian worldview, Luciferian, I guess it's called, and the belief in humans evolving into super beings. which is all a deception. Really? Well, I mean, I kind of would like to be a super being as long as I could be like the X-Men, you know, like Wolverine, but that's another topic. This guy's going a little too far with it, but yeah, it does sound cool. Okay, so one thing that he says, another theory is that the obvious conflation here, do we have callers? I don't think so because I didn't say the number. I'm not taking callers today, not until tomorrow during part two. So the obvious conflation here is that Luke is somehow akin to Jesus Christ since his trailer was released on Holy Friday. Okay, I did think that was weird that they released it on Good Friday. It could have a meaning, or it could also be that a lot of people have time off, you know, during spring break. So, you know, it could be that they're trying to say, but I don't think Luke could be Jesus Christ, though, because he says the Jedi must end. And who said death to the Jedi? The Sith. And the Sith are evil. And Jesus, the character of Jesus is supposedly not evil. At least, you know, what I used to read back in the day when I used to be a little bit more church going. Okay, so another consideration is that he's leaving the womb and will be officially reborn 9 months later on Christmas Day when The Last Jedi releases. 9 months. So what, he's a baby right now or something? That's a good theory. It's very interesting. All right, guys. Now this is where it gets spooky, where they're going to talk about some occult symbolism and magic and all that evil shit they don't want you to know about. But we're going to save that for part two for tomorrow. And we're also going to review part one, which the whole thing about releasing it on Christmas, I don't know if that's the destruction of religion. It's more like everyone has the day off and most people just look at Star Wars as some fantasy shit. Anyways, you know, there is people that actually there's a Jedi religion out there. So you never know. They might actually, yeah, but once again, this Illuminati Watcher guy, he looks cool. He has a lot of books for sale, a lot of articles. So, I mean, he's definitely into this more than I am. And I like Star Wars, and I used to like the message, but I do think that The Last Jedi looks a little dark. But before we end the show, I'll tell you my theory on it. Maybe the Illuminati is trying to show that the dark side's not so bad. Or it's just showing that Luke maybe turned a little to the dark side of the Force. But here's the thing. I think it's a theory. It's not really a spoiler alert, but it's like a theory I have, is that maybe Luke is going to use the light and the dark to defeat Kylo Ren and the Empire. But maybe when he does that, he gets like taken over by the dark side of the Force, and then like Rey has to fight him, and maybe she's the last Jedi. I don't know. See, that's when, now I really don't want to see any trailers after this, because now I just think it's going to be a really good movie. And maybe Disney is just trolling us with all this, you know, release it on Christmas, release the trailer on Good Friday with the Illuminati symbolism. Maybe they're just trolling to get me to talk about it so they can make more money. I want my cut of the stock, bitch. Just kidding.